Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Macaroon.
Dessert.
Introducing two guys you never want to see in lingerie, Cliff and Kendall.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Oh, happy Augmas, listeners.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall.
Happy Augmas to you, Cliff.
Happy Augmas to you, Kendall.
We have five episodes coming up about Augmas. It's our new holiday.
It's Augmas season.
We're only doing one this
summer? One? Only one for Augmas?
Augmas is going to be my new favorite holiday next to Christmas and Halloween, of course.
Yes, it's going to be my favorite thing about August, except for Madonna's birthday. Oddly, Augmas falls on Madonna's birthday.
Yeah, and I didn't know that when we decided on the date.
Well, it's just as this year, you know, it's a lunar calendar that we put it on, and so this year it falls on the blessed Madonna's birthday, August 16th. Next year, we'll just have to ask the moon about that one, okay?
We'll put a call out to the moon.
But it is Augmas. It is a wonderful holiday that we have just created. We were in the think tank, and we thought...
And it was hot in there, let me tell you.
It was almost as hot as it is in the studio. Mm-hmm. Charles has not been working on the air conditioner. He has been working on the muffler to his truck for the last year. I don't know, out in the parking lot.
And he's found this new hobby of his here. He realized that if you just drive around long enough, you find roadkill everywhere.
Yeah.
And he has started bringing it back to the studio, and he is trying to cook it and serve it to us. He thinks he's this new gourmet chef.
We don't even eat, you, as you said on the show a few weeks ago, you don't eat mule.
I don't eat mule. I've told him I don't eat.
And we don't eat possum. We don't eat raccoon. We don't eat deer head. We just don't eat those things. It's just not who we are. Who we are is Cliff and Kendall, host of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, the internet talk show and radio filler program for KBSH, Rye 99 in Busheltown, and this is Augmas, and we are your official Augmas station.
Well, we just decided that, you know, there was nothing to look forward to, and something should be done. We tried to start a petition. Not many people signed it, but we decided here on the show, from now on, let August be, we'll have an Augmas, and it's like Christmas.
Yeah, and
in August.
I really think this is the new Festivus.
It's going to catch on.
It's going to just spark.
Sweep the nation.
It is because, you know, the workaholics, they have half Christmas that they have in the summer, mm-hmm. and Rudolph and Frosty had Christmas in July.
They need something.
We have Augmas, and it's just a day for cheer and goodwill and gifts and singing
and heat,
eating
and air conditioning. Air conditioning is the most important thing on Augmas.
It is very important, air conditioning, and I wish we could turn ours up just a woony bit, but we can't.
Oh.
And that is unfortunate. That was not my gift to you, Kendall.
Please.
Augmas.
I was going to return it if that was my gift.
Yeah, I would expect you to return it.
Cliff, we got all these Augustal decorations everywhere.
We do. We have decorated a palm tree.
Mm-hmm.
We have...
those big ball lights.
We have ball lights. We have flip-flops strung from the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Hung by the chimney with care.
With care. If there were a chimney in this studio, which was converted from a garden shed,
mm-hmm.
then that's where we'd hang them.
We should put in a fireplace.
We should for the
winter.
But
put an air conditioning in it. So, like, cool air blows out of it instead of hot air.
It'd be like a funny twist on the idea of an air
conditioner.
Get that! A postmodern, ironic take on air conditioning.
Well, Cliff, I have been slaving away on these cookies all day. This is one thing I want to give you for Augmas.
Oh, happy Augmas.
They are sugar cookies with red hot tamale candy baked inside of them to honor how hot it is outside.
Make them hot, hot, hot.
Isn't that all festive?
I like them hot, hot, hot.
He likes them hot, hot, hot.
We like it hot, hot, hot. It's gonna get hot, hot, hot. It's here, it's hot, 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 hot.
He likes them hot, hot, hot.
We like it hot, hot, hot.
He likes them hot, hot, hot.
We like it hot, hot, hot. It's gonna get hot, hot, hot. It's here, it's hot, hot, hot. It is hot, hot, hot.
It is hot, hot, hot. That's for sure.
It is so hot in the studio. But it's a blessed Augmas, and I know that I did already open up another gift from you this morning, and I loved it. It was a triple XL. It was one of those sleeveless tees. It says Endless Summer on the front, and I just love it. It's just like the one Zac Efron was wearing in this Paparazzi pic where he was walking out of the 7-Eleven, except for it's 4 to 5 times larger.
I saw you eyeing it.
I was eyeing it. And now I can wear it. I can eye it on myself.
Well, and Cliff, I really did enjoy your gift this morning. I think it's a great gift, this pool noodle that you gave me.
It's a fun noodle.
But I've got to say, we don't have a pool.
Well, it's for when we eventually get our host's only hot tub.
Well, and I'm still holding out for that.
We will. Did they ever contact us when we charged that $12,000 for that hot tub for the money that we thought we were going to get? But
wait,
we
put that on my card.
I haven't checked. You probably paid it. It's okay.
Oh.
It's Augmas, and with Augmas comes Augmas traditions. Mm-hmm. And who are we, but Cliff and Kendall, to give them to you, the Augmas traditions? One of the wonderful Augmas traditions is when everyone gathers around the window air conditioning unit. And
that's my favorite place to be.
Uh-huh. They're sipping their lemonade, ice cold.
Sipping on lemonade.
And, oh, Kendall, and somebody busts out, 'twas the day before Augmas. It's beautiful, and I would love nothing better than to just settle back over here with my ice cold lemonade and listen to Kendall read that for us like some other great voiced person might.
It will be a tradition for me to recite 'Twas the Night Before
Every
August.
Every year. It had to start somewhere, folks. Right.
'Twas the night before Augmas when all through the town not a person was moving, not even a clown. The people were passed out in beds and in chairs. The heat made them sleepy, even if they had air. The fat people were sweating from pits and neath folds. The humidity was coming for the young, middle-aged, and old. The sun on the breast of the lifeguards by the pool gave reason to believe we'd never again be cool. When what to my sweat glands did suddenly appear but the thick, beefy humidity that we'd all come to fear? With moisture in the air as oppressive as chains, there was no fighting wet hair or sweaty pit stains. The temperature was climbing toward 102. I was baking in my clothes. I didn't know what to do. When out of the hazy afternoon sun did come at me, a blurry figure that made me think, who could that be? But after I mopped up all the sweat from my eyes and shooed away about a dozen or so buzzing flies, I could see it was my neighbor who'd come from down the way to bring me good cheer and wish me a happy Augmas day. He'd brought me a gift, a gesture of friendly goodwill. It was merely a token, but I will treasure it still. For the true meaning of Augmas isn't easy to seize. It can be tough to be happy when it's 200 degrees. So put on a brave face, despite the hot sun. Give gifts, sing Augmas carols, and have lots of fun. The horrible heat is no match for the power of friends. So how about we just chill out until it's Augmas again?
Oh, happy Augmas.
Isn't that beautiful? Happy Augmas, listeners.
Happy Augmas to all.
Oh, dear. Happy Augmas, everyone. Oh, hello. Happy Augmas.
Do you need some water, dear?
Do you have some cold iced tea, dear?
You know, we have the warmer over here underneath this hot Augmas lasagna. And it's just sitting off this smoke, like this smoking over here. I wish Charles, would you just come in here and grab this warmer from the lasagna? Yeah, whatever. Just take it out and turn on a fan and wave the smoke at it.
Dear, really, please, we're trying to have a celebration, dear.
Hey, I'm gonna take this lasagna out back, all right, back to the tomato patch, and I'll see you guys later.
Dear, thank you for leaving.
Oh, Mrs. Potter, I don't know what's going on. But I feel an Ogmas miracle is probably going
to
happen.
Well, Dad, I just wanted to let you... I just wanted to come in here and bring you my gift to the two of you.
Oh.
I brought you a nice cake.
It's our traditional Ogmas cake. It's an ice cream cake in the shape of the sun.
Oh, and you know I love ice cream cake.
Oh, just cut you off a big ray cake. There, Kendall.
It was a difficult cake to make. I'm not going to lie.
Well, it looks great.
Well, you spent hours toiling over this. Here, give me a piece there.
Oh, now Kendall's the gas giant. Oh, I'm belching.
Oh, dear.
Sun cake over
please,
here.
Please, August is not the time for belching.
August is such a fun, happy time. To be with friends and those that you enjoy.
Oh, well, of course, I enjoy both of you, dear.
Yes, and you got our August gift.
And Mr. Snotbottom has something for you, too.
Oh, does he?
Guess what? Dear, come in here and bring them their gift, dear.
Bo's, hello, Bo's.
What is this?
Happy Ogmas to you, everyone.
Happy Ogmas.
What is this, a beach
please
ball?
Open this up, Bo's. Candle Bo. It's a gift from me, the producer of the show, to you, Bo's, the host.
Oh, well, thank you.
What is this?
What is that?
It looks like a letter.
It's self-explanatory, Bo's. If you can't understand the letter, Bo's. I'm not sure I can help you.
Read it, Kendall.
Oh, this is why you gave us the beach ball. Cliff, it's a trip to the beach.
A trip to the beach?
Yes, yes Bo's. I've booked you a...
Yeah, you're going to love it, dear.
Yes, but I've booked you a one afternoon stay at Busseltown Beach. Up on Busseltown Bay. And I know you're going to enjoy it, Bo's. You got all afternoon from 2 to 4.
Wait, you mean we're not going to an ocean
beach? I'd assumed we're going to Hawaii.
The beach?
Dear, that's way too far, dear. We found a nice, lovely beach here in Busseltown.
Well, you know, I hate to get sand all up in my junk anyway.
Yeah, we'll make the most of it. It'll be an Ogmas celebration.
It'll be fine.
We'll bring a six-pack.
I love it, and I appreciate it. I'm going to put this right over here, okay?
Dear, I'm so glad you love it, dear.
All right, dear. We must see to the Ogmas cake.
I have more decorations to put up, dear.
Yes, we have more things baking for later, Bo.
Oh, here, we call Ogmas.
Happy Ogmas to you guys.
Happy Ogmas.
It is a nutty Ogmas around
it
here.
It is. Well, hey, that's the way Ogmas is supposed to be.
And I'm asking myself.
I usually know what the food.
What the food?
As anybody that can see me, when they walk up to me, they're like, oh, he knows his food.
He knows food.
He knows food. I don't know what else he knows, but he knows food.
Knows food.
Cliff, I got you about some summer food.
All right.
Like, what U.S. president hosted the first barbecue at the White House?
The first barbecue, Kendall, oh my God. I'm talking Chester A. Arthur. Was he
Chester
a president?
Chester Cobblepot? No, it was not.
Oswald Cobblepot.
It was not Chester Arthur Pot. Cliff, it was Lyndon B. Johnson.
Lyndon B.
Good old Lyndon B.
Lyndon B.
Lyndon B.
Speaking of presidents who host barbecues, Lyndon B. Kendall, I'm asking you this.
Ask away.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty here.
Uh-oh, straight talk.
Straight shooting with you here, Kendall. What is the number one popsicle ice pop flavor?
I want to say creamsicle, but I'm going to go with grape.
Oh.
Cherry.
Way let off. Me pick an answer for one of those that you said there.
Any three of those ring a bell.
Cherry.
Is it cherry?
Oh, Kendall, let me pop.
It was my third
cherry.
Choice.
You finally got a question right, and it's another cherry popped.
Cliff.
What the fuck?
How much milk does it take to produce 1 gallon of our favorite sweet, delicious dessert ice cream?
Oh, that'd be 1 gallon.
Close. 1.4 gallons.
whoa. Got me there.
You're off. You're off by 0.4.
Gotta check the math on that.
I'll give it to you, Cliff. I'll give it to you.
I think maybe I was using the metric system. Kendall, I'm asking you this. To what country do we owe the honor of lemonade?
Lemonania.
No.
Africa.
Maybe you're close. Maybe this is in Africa. Geography majors, I'm asking you this. Egypt. It can be traced back to Egypt.
That is in Africa.
Well, yeah, I thought so. When in 500 AD, lemon juice was mixed with sugar to make a beverage known back then as Qadarmazat.
What, do you mean I actually got a question correct?
Well, if you're guessing continents, you had a 1 in 7 choice.
Okay, fair enough.
And let's face it, 1 in 6, probably not Antarctica.
So I got one right. Okay. Cliff, no
you're
summer...
You're on fire.
No, I am on fire. It's August. No summer barbecue or picnic is complete. You know this without a nice, cold macaroni salad. Which American president is credited for introducing macaroni... macaroni to the United States.
Macaroni. That sounds like an Italian. I'm talking probably one of those early Italian presidents. John Quincy Adams.
No, Cliff. Of course he didn't introduce macaroni. That was...
Mamma mia.
That was Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Oh, my God.
Tommy.
Are we still talking about him?
Mm-hmm.
Is he not gone? Is he not over yet?
Never forgotten, Cliff.
Yeah, gone but never forgotten. That's what I always say about Thomas Jefferson. All right, well, I hate to break it to you. That's it for What the Food.
Oh.
I'm cutting it. Segment over.
Cut it close. Cut it short. I mean,
it's a close shave.
It's a close shave.
It's a close shave.
That's what happens every time we walk through a door.
Oh, close shave. And it's time for us to sing it. One of the great traditions of Ogmas is gathering around singing Ogmas carols.
Of course it is.
So let's start it off, Mrs. Potter, but turn Mr. Snodgrass.
Sing along if you want to.
Yeah, just come back.
Okay. Yes, of course, I'd love to sing along,
love to
dear.
Sing Ogmas carols, send glad tidings to everyone.
Dear, I love off my key.
All right, here we go. And a one, and a two, and a.
Oh, hot, hot summer, hot summer. It's a hot, hot summer today. Oh, what fun it is to bake beneath the sun's hot rays. Hot, hot summer, hot summer, it's a hot, hot summer today. Oh, what fun it is to bake beneath the sun's hot rays. Laying out each day, just getting myself tan, absorbing UV rays, I say that's just grand. It just keeps getting hotter all over the nation. Don't forget your water, or you'll face dehydration. Oh, hot, hot summer, hot summer, it's a hot, hot summer today. Oh, what fun it is to bake beneath the sun's hot rays. Hot summer, hot summer, it's a hot, hot summer today. Oh, what fun it is to bake beneath the sun's hot rays. Hot summer, everybody, hot summer, it's a hot summer today. Oh, what fun it is to bake beneath the sun's hot rays. Hey! Hot summer, hot summer, it's a hot summer today. Oh, what fun it is to bake beneath the sun's hot rays.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Boy, am I hungry.
What do you want?
Maybe I'll get an apple.
An apple? Let's buy some candy.
Hold on, fellas.
Nice line.
Listen to your friend Terrell. He's got the right idea.
Yeah, you never catch an NBA player eating a candy bar for a game.
A candy bar might give you a quick boost of energy, but after 20 minutes, you'll feel run down. So let's eat smart.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall coast to coast.
I'm dreaming of a hot Ogmas. One where sweat drips from my brow. Where the sun shines glowing with no wind blowing, and hey, it feels just like that now. I'm dreaming of a hot Ogmas. Peeling the
sunburn that I've got. Whether your summer's been sunny or not, just let all your augmuses be hot.
Oh, we're back!
Oh, happy augmus.
Happy augmus.
Happy augmus.
Hot, hot, hot.
I'm feeling hot, hot, hot.
Welcome back, welcome back,
welcome back.
One of these days we're going to get that.
I'm dreaming of a hot Augmas candle. And that's something everybody should know.
It is. Fat, fat, fat. Cliff and Kendall.
I'm feeling fat, fat, fat.
Oh, it sounds like, Cliff, I'm so excited. More games to be had here on Augmas. Why am I running in place? I keep running as I'm talking.
I don't know what
the I'm just so excited. It's Augmas.
There must always be a game at Augmas.
It is. And this has worked. This has really cheered me up, having a holiday in the middle of August.
I told you this is a great
good
idea.
Good plan.
I love it. Kendall, I'm asking you this. I know everybody should know it. I've probably asked you before. Maybe it's a review. I don't know. What country is the world's largest producer of wool?
Alabama. No.
That's a state where they've just found a new use for sheep, which coincidentally is wool.
What'd you say? What country?
Yeah. Don't go guessing continents.
Okay.
Eastern Hemisphere.
Norway.
Now, that's the happiest country on Earth, but the wooliest country on Earth is Australia.
Australia?
Crikey!
That was unexpected.
Australians, prove us wrong.
Well, I believe you. It's just unexpected.
It's unexpected.
Cliff, what does the term jumping the shark... It derived from what television series?
These happy days are yours and mine.
These happy days. Love it.
Kendall, what? Speaking of U.S. presidents, this has been a presidential episode.
Augmust is big in the presidents.
It's weird. What U.S. president shared the White House with a pet snake named Emily Spinach?
Teddy Roosevelt.
It was good old Teddy Roosevelt and his teenage daughter Alice sometimes wore the snake around her neck because she was a nut.
I think Augmas brings me good luck.
Augmas is a time for luck. It's a time for goodwill. It's a time for presidents. It's a time for everything.
Anything you want to add to
goodness,
that category?
It's a time for summer. It's a time for singing. It's a time for ice cream cake in the shape of a sun.
I love it. Cliff, what is the tar-like substance babies excrete soon after their birth?
I asked you before, and I don't remember.
Meconium.
Meconium. That.
Did you ask me that before?
I did.
I told you I want new things you should know from the writers.
Would you fax them back?
No recycled things you should know.
You know, they always just say, whoops, there was an accident.
Resend.
Just go back to the files. What are the indentations on a golf ball called?
Oh, dimples?
Dimples.
Oh my god, I've never had so many questions right, ever.
It's probably because we've asked all these before. But...
What multimillionaires gave birth to Mr. Anderson Cooper?
Oh, and we asked Dolores that one, and she was wearing her jeans. Gloria Vanderbilt.
All right, that's it. I'm not using any more of these things you should know. This is bullshit.
Yeah, this is enough things. Listen, those are things we already know.
Things you should know.
We're going to have to send them a strongly faxed fax about that.
Just the facts. Cliff, are you talking to me?
Are you talking
to me? Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
I am talking to you, Cliff. I have a couple things.
Look,
let's just break it down for a second. We haven't talked about this on the show. We lost a great comedian, a great legend, Robin Williams, and we're doing Are You Talking to Me?
What's all I want to say about that. What a tribute. Let me say I'm sorry to his memory.
There's nothing you can say about that.
I do want to say I'm sorry to his memory for us doing a tribute.
Oh, no, he knows that we're doing it with love.
We're doing it for love.
Is it too soon?
No.
I would do anything for love, even this.
No, I'm not kidding you, Will. That's why I'm not talking. That's why I'm not talking right now about some girl I saw at a bar 20 years ago and how I always regretted not going over and talking to her. I don't regret the 18 years I was married to Nancy. I don't regret the 6 years I had to give up counseling when she got sick. And I don't regret the last years when she got really sick. And I sure as hell don't regret missing the damn game. That's regret.
Good morning, Vietnam. No, Good Will Hunting.
Good was in there. Good for you, Cliff. Good.
Good. Good. Augmas is the time for good feelings and happy thoughts.
See, that's why I'm keeping them easy.
And here's another one. Never fails. You get in the bathtub and there's a rub at the lamp.
Aladdin.
Aladdin. Prince Ali.
Prince Ali, fabulous, he, Ali, that fez and best combo is much too third century. These patches, what are they trying to say? Beggar.
Could that be Aladdin?
Prince Ali, fabulous, he, Ali,
genuflex, show some respect down on one knee. I'm very maternal, and Albert's practically abreast.
Birdcage.
We are family.
I was trying to think of
something with a bird. I couldn't come up with anything.
All up on my sisters and me. But our job is improving the quality of life, not just delaying death.
Oh, Kendall, was that flubber? No, just kidding. You're holding my pants because I need a patch. Patch Adams.
And I ain't got nothing for that one.
I don't got nothing for that one. Let's see. I was born in the back of a bumper car.
Ooh.
Oh.
Toys.
He's shaking his head. Toys. It was toys.
Was it really?
You have never been more lucky than on this lucky magical Augmas. Let me tell you.
Can it always be Augmas?
Can you tell? Seriously, it sounds like he's won a prize. He has never, ever gotten something like that. Oh, I picked some of my faves. We avoided the obvious Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes, well, of course.
That one hurts too much.
Yeah.
That one hurts too much.
Too close to our heart. But we just want to say that we love you, Robin Williams. We hope you're happy wherever you are. Making somebody else laugh up on cloud to cloud.
On cloud to cloud.
He can be the next guest.
What a beautiful thought. Life is just so hard. It's just so hard.
And increasingly sad.
It is. It's so sad and so hard, and that's what she said. And,
and this is what she heard. Sad music.
It is sad. We're trying to keep it upbeat and keep a beautiful, loving, happy, cheerful, goodwill spreading Augmas.
I know. I got to tell you, I really have had a wonderful Augmas. And Ms. Snobot, I'm telling you, I think we need two or three episodes at least next year.
Next year.
Yeah, I just have too much good luck on Augmas.
You really do. It's weird. I'm glad it's over, frankly. A little bit.
You couldn't take it anymore.
I like the other 51 weeks a year when I get everything right.
Well, you know what the best thing to do to celebrate Augmas?
Eat a sun-shaped ice cream cake.
That, and go to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. Go to facebook.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com. Give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. Or listen to us on Rhino 9 Sunday mornings at 4 a.m.
Why?
99.
Why don't you do it?
Why don't you? In the Augmas spirit.
In the spirit of Augmas, just do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? A man says a lot of things in summer that he doesn't mean in the winter. And that was said by Patricia Briggs.
Yeah, the summer is every night for me, and the winter is when I wake up in the morning. I'm going to eat.
Let's stop. Stop the insanity.
August depresses me a little. I don't even feel like eating. And when I don't eat, that's a sure sign of stagnation.
That was
the Cliff and Kendall of his time and our time, Willard Scott.
Is he dead?
I don't know. I thought for a minute, I was like, wait a minute, he's alive. But I don't know. If you know, write us, cliffandkendall.com.
Google it while I say this quote. Heat, ma'am. It was so dreadful here that I found there was nothing left for it but to take off my flesh and sit in my bones. And that was said by who? But Sydney Smith. He was just real hot one day, and He was sweating and mopping it off his brow, and he just came right out with that.
See, when I'm hot, I just say, oh, I'm fucking hot. Cliff, I'm just hearing word from the writers that Willard Scott is still alive and well.
Bless him. Love him.
Thank God. I couldn't take any more hits.
It's been too much. And Lauren Bacall.
I know. Who was the third?
Who was...
You know there's always...
We're safe.
We're not celebrities.
We're not legends, so we're safe.
Youth is in a grand flush. Like the hot days of ending summer and pleasant dreams thrall your spirit. Like the smoky atmosphere that bathes the landscape of an August day. Isn't that beautiful? And that was Donald G. Mitchell.
I'm sure it was. I'll listen to it when I listen back to the show later.
Like you listen to everything on the show.
I'm Cliff.
And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening. And happy Augment.
Happy Augment.
I'm dreaming of a hot Augmas and peeling the sunburn that I've got. Your summer's been sunny or not, just let all your augmuses be hot.
He likes them hot,
hot, hot.
Thanks for listening to the show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Happy Augmas, everybody.